This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Go Bike, getting ready for Sunday Sky Ride, the one day of the year you can ride on the Skyway, and for the first time, part of the 190. Kevin Heffernan from Go Bike is with us on the WBEN Troquhar College Live Line. Kevin, this has to be your biggest event of the year, I'm thinking?
Oh, absolutely. I've been working on these permits with DOT and the New York State Thruway since January. Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
How long has the Sky Ride been going on right here in Buffalo?
It started in 2014, so that's 12 years. We missed it in 2020, so this is our 11th year. There have been years where we rode the 33 and the 198 in addition to the Skyway, and this year we figured, hey, let's check the 190 off the box.
Yeah, how in the world did you get a permit for the 190, part of the Thruway system?
We dramatically increased our costs, but also the Thruway Authority was really easy to work with. We've got a traffic engineer on our team who draws up some great plans, and then we work with a local company called Comet Flasher, and they move the crash trucks into place. They put all the cones and signage into place. We at one point had a meeting in our office that had Buffalo Police, State Troopers, the Thruway Authority, the Peace Bridge Authority, the DOT, the City of Buffalo Streets Department, all sitting around our table going through a map, and everybody walked away really satisfied and happy. So we are super excited about Sunday and all the fun people are going to have. I saw that forecast. I saw 0.01 inches of rain, so that sounds like a sprinkle to me. So we're all going ahead full steam.
Might be refreshing. So we know the Skyway, that's a big part of the Sky Ride, and best view you can probably get in Buffalo taking it in on a bike. But now that you're adding the 190 and you're going on 190 North, where exactly does the route take you? Is it longer this year? Where does it end?
Sure. So we all gather at the Outer Harbor Concert Venue, that's Terminal B, and at 7:45 we take off together as a group. So we'll hopefully have about 1,500 or 2,000 people riding. And Furman Boulevard and Ohio Street stay open that entire time. They never close. But the riders will go down to Tiff Street, which is going to be closed to traffic, and get on Route 5, which is closed to traffic from Ridge Road. They'll ride that Skyway in, get that incredible view of downtown that you just can't enjoy at the high speed of driving. You get to take your time and soak it in on a bike. And then we take that circular 190 North exit. So that'll be a fun downward exit as well. You ride that up to Porter Ave, where we're going to have a band playing on the 190. And that'll be your turnaround. You'll stay within the 190 North and take the slow lane back south. And we use the Church Street on-ramp as an off-ramp. We got a rest area because, to your point, it is a 12.9-mile ride. So at that point, you're just over halfway, and you'll have some area to rest if you'd like before you take your final climb, and then you get that in my opinion, an even better view of Lake Erie in front of you as you get to the top of the Skyway. And then we have a party out at Terminal B afterward with a DJ and food trucks and drinks. So it's a big celebration of biking, as it is every year. And I think the celebration part is because you just had this incredible ride without any danger of cars behind you.
A band on the 190. I mean, now there's an idea. But the 190 South will still be open. Are they going to be like louder than Motorhead to be able to hear the band over some of the other traffic?
They're called the 12-8 Pass Band, and they're primarily a brass band. So, yeah, they're going to be able to be enjoyed. But, you know, we also do this on a Sunday morning because that is the lowest traffic volume of the entire week on both the Skyway and the 190. So we're not expecting to be competing with too much traffic.
How many riders do you have, and can people still register?
We are aiming for 1,500 to 2,000, and people can register online, skyridebuffalo.org. It's where you'll see all the details from us and our presenting sponsor, Independent Health. And they can do that until noon today, and then you can otherwise register on-site starting at 6:15 in the morning, Sunday at Terminal B. There's plenty of car parking to get down there with your bike on the back of your car, or lots of people ride their bike there too.
It's a casual ride, but it's a big ride and kind of a big climb, too. Is this mainly for people who have a little bit of stamina? I mean, how experienced do you need to be?
You know, the majority of our riders are over age 50, and some use e-bikes in that Tier 1, Tier 2, which is a pedal assist to help them get up that hill. But plenty just take their time, drop it into a lower gear. You remember the Skyway, it is long because it's built for commercial truck traffic. So those grades are never too dramatic. On the way into downtown, the grade is just over 2%. So it's a long climb, but it's gradual. So that's what we tell people is, you know, if you can handle yourself on two wheels, just take your time. We've got plenty of it for these closures. You'll make it. You'll have fun. And then we give you that rest spot in between, too.
Kevin, what's the split right now on regular bikes versus e-bikes for some of your events?
We don't really keep a tally. And, you know, sometimes with the pedal assist, you can't even tell too easily by looking at it. I'd say for majority of our events, or I should say for all of our events, the vast majority is a standard bike. You know, a lot of people just taking advantage of being able to jump into higher and lower gears. But for things like Cranksgiving, where we have an award for the heaviest haul of food you can bring in, that's this November, you do see a few more e-bikes that want to carry as much food as possible for people.
All right. So I also want to ask you, are you expecting any backlash? I mean, drivers are used to hopping on the thruway at any time of day. Some might be a little angry, right, Sunday, that this is happening?
Yeah, I'm not expecting backlash. We've never really had any pushback generally for the Skyway itself. And so for the 190, you know, you're getting off at Elm Street. You're going to move through an empty downtown on a Sunday morning right up Niagara Street and onto Porter. And like I said, it's the lowest traffic volume of the day. So I think people might be a little inconvenienced if they're really concerned about that 5 minutes. But what we usually see is when they witness thousands of cyclists with smiles on their faces, the smiles end up turning around on the drivers too. And there's waving hands and, you know, just kind of a, hey, we're all Buffalonians. It's a great day.
Well, it's a sight, that's for sure. Kevin, thanks so much for the time this morning, and good luck on Sunday. Kevin Heffernan with Go Bike Buffalo. The Sky Ride is this Sunday. It all kicks off at 6 a.m. And as a reminder, Skyway closed to cars from 6 a.m. until noon. The 190 North this year from Elm Street to Porter Avenue will be closed from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.